K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Once again, for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer here, another busy podcasting recording day. Oh, well, Wednesday's always recording day. Majority here in Kansas City, Missouri on this Wednesday morning, April 9th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Well, flipping the script, back to K-State Women's basketball, and this has been, I've been seeing this on a little bit on social, and figured, let's just go back in the transfer portal, right? So, K-State Women's basketball, right? As of now, their starting lineup is going to be new players in 2025-26, comes around in the fall. You're going to see a whole new lineup out there. For K-State, and potentially one of those people who announced, well, I believe it was on three, and I'm going to give Kansas Central, gets a little bit of credit here, I suppose, and also our guy, my friends at 785, shout out to you guys, I'm hesitating here, Ramaya White has transferred. She was in the transfer portal, now has transferred to your K-State Wildcats, folks. And I was trying to get some stats up here. Maybe I will do that while I'm talking. Here's the biggest thing. Obviously, this is going to start the post-Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundale era, right? So, look. And this is huge right here. So, she was at Virginia Tech, talking about White. And she was a number one player in the state. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I am so irritated with other people. But anyways, back to what I'm talking about. All right, she was the first number one player in the state of Kentucky. Ooh. So again, and I mentioned during the year, when we talked about K-State's basketball, the fact that Jeff Mitty and his staff really hit it out of the ballpark to Meyer Poindexter and Kennedy Taylor, right? Those two turned out to be huge factors throughout the year. And, of course, in the postseason where Tamaya Poindexter just went crazy against Kentucky there, I don't think, obviously, K-State's in that position. The point that's just not go off because at that moment in time, obviously, it was Serena Sundell's show leading that team there. If point Dexter doesn't come through in the second half of that game, it could have been a different story there. But obviously, we know how important the transfer portal was. Huge for K-State there, and it's going to have to be huge here in this case here because you're going to be starting pretty much fresh out of the gate. You're going to have Terrence Sides. We already know Terrence Sides committed to the Wildcats, as you said in her post. You're going to have her coming off the bench as the quote-unquote woman, six woman, right? Not six man, the six woman, six lady, right? Six girl, right? How are you able to categorize that, right? And looks like Ramaya White could be a potential starter in this lineup. Again, I know I'm saying that way ahead of the game. If you know me on this podcast, I hate putting stuff out there because nothing's not guaranteed. Like a marathon, all the work, even spring training, all that, anything not guaranteed. Nothing's not guaranteed at all. But again, Jeff Mitty hitting hard in the transfer portal. They strike gold with the number one player, the former number one player in the state of Kentucky. He can rewind back to, I don't have her name top circling in my head right now, the 42nd player in the transfer portal. So K-State got her to come in, got her to transfer to K-State too. So already some of these pieces are coming together here in the month of April here as Jeff Mitty's going to have to, again, and the staff's going to have to really need to put something together here. And I think with the class they have, obviously, and let's not forget Jordan Spicer, who played in the McDonald's All-American game. She's going to play, obviously, here, unless something crazy happens here as well. So, I'm trying to look at some statistics here. Let me see if I can just do that real quick. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Ramiya White coming to K-State from Virginia Tech. I'm looking at trying to pull some stats here, Virginia Tech. There we go. That's what I want right there. Let me see. She was at Virginia Tech. Now. Yeah, she played at Virginia Tech here. Yeah, she's from Louisville, Kentucky. So there you go. Now, so Kentucky, we know on the men's basketball side that Kentucky's a blue blood. We sure know that. But anyways, freshman year, 15 games off the bench. This was off the bench. And the numbers, you look at it, it's not impressive. 1.5 points a game, almost 2 rebounds. Made her debut against UNC Asheville. They're getting 4 rebounds there. Let me see here. Scored her first points of the game of her college career against Coppin State. Guess what? So she hadn't really done much there. She was actually, now that I'm looking at reading some of her bio from Virginia Tech, she was the 3rd-ranked prospect in the top-ranked. Well, still was a top-ranked center in all the state of Kentucky, but she was the 3rd-ranked prospect. So she's still top 5, and some of these numbers don't add up. So maybe a change of scenery for Ramiya White will be a difference here, as obviously you don't have you need a big anyway. So with the loss of Kennedy Taylor and, of course, Yoki moving on to her career, so you need size, you need a center there in Jeff Mead and the staff getting the number one player, ranked player in the state of Kentucky a couple years ago in Ramiya White. So, again, you're getting top 50 players from the transfer portal. So, this is the second one that we have talked about here on the podcast. So, there we go. There we have it, folks, on that one. So, I've seen this news pop up on socials a couple times. I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. So here we go. So Ramiya White, the latest lady, now transferring out of Virginia Tech. Now she's already made the decision to come to Manhattan, Kansas, and she will be a K-State Wildcat, obviously. So that's exciting news there, and hopefully live up to potential. That's for sure. I could go down this rabbit hole right now, but I don't have the time to do that. But obviously, it's going to be big shoes to fill. I haven't mentioned that till just now. All over the place, whether that's Yoki, really, 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 really big shoes to fill when it comes to playing after Ayoka Lee. Serena Sundell, the Glenn twins, Bradley Glenn hit the transfer portal last week. So we're going to go back, rewind a little bit. On marathon week, when I get ready for this Garmin Olathe Marathon, which is going to be the biggest one yet. I mean, it's not in Chicago, but still. Whether that's Chicago, New York, CIM, Grandma's, a marathon from Jacksonville, it don't matter. They're all, you got to pray for them the same. So, again, but yeah, so it's going to be huge, 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 huge shoes to fill there. And it's going to be all weird, but again, you have to move on. They have to move on now. Get players, fill out the roster, and Jeff Mitty, this is their second top 50 player coming here, and more importantly, close to top of the board in the nation. And you're talking about Ramiya White, and the numbers aren't very impressive. This reminds me of Kim Carter when he came from LSU. I wasn't impressed because looking at these numbers now again. We can play the game on paper, but when you see the person or play the game, you have to play the game, actually go out there and do it. So, looks can be deceiving at times as well. But, yeah, but going back to finishing what I'm saying, yeah, on Garmin Olathe Week, I am actually going to work on a project, hopefully, of going back to the careers of this tremendous one more time. Of this amazing group of players that Jeff Mitty had for the last 4 or 5 years there with the Serena Sundells, the world of Glenn Twins. Broz is going to play, but not playing with K-State next year, so that's unfortunate there. But we're still going to take a look back at it anyways. The Poindexters, the Serena Sundells of the world, you know what I'm saying? Lee's of the world. So yeah, we're gonna do a little project there on that. So I'm gonna take the time to do that as well. So I'm looking forward to that actually. So I brainstormed that on this podcast out loud. So that's something I'm looking forward to, that doing that in 2 weeks. So when we, the countdown of Grommer Olathe is on for me, and for the countdown for Maya White to play at K-State begins after she gets out of the transfer portal from Virginia Tech. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it where a podcast found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you have not already. Go ahead and tap that alarm bell every time we post content daily. Yes, sir. You gotta be first to be notified about that. Audio Boom. Damn it. Podbean app. I've been saying that lately. We're on Pod. We're on Audio Boom. Yes, we're on that too. Podbean app. Download the Podbean app. Rear 3 Eddie's Podcast. Rear 3 Eddie's Podcast over there. Myself and Alex Aiden. And of course, make sure you tell one big K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. Whether it's out there in Manhattan or here in Kansas City or in Wamego somewhere, Wamego, Kansas, I'm talking about. Make sure you continue to get the word out. We thank you so much for your continued support of this other Kansas State podcast, sports podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another women's basketball episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.